The Farmer Veteran Coalition's mission is rooted in their strong belief that veterans possess the unique skills and character needed to create sustainable food systems, as well as strengthen rural communities. The nonprofit organization works to develop employment and meaningful careers for veterans by fostering and collaborating on farming and military communities. The organization has quickly grown into a national nonprofit that mobilizes veterans to feed America, too. Now join the Cod Middle Ag News Network to discuss that in much more detail is the new executive director, Jeanette Lombardo. Jeanette, first of all, welcome inside the barn. I understand you got a connection to Colorado, Fort Morgan in particular, but tell me more about your background and what led you to your new position as executive director.
Well, thank you. I do. I actually spent quite a few years in Fort Morgan, and thank you, Brian, for inviting me here today. So my background is my father was in the Air Force, and because of that, I was born in Wiesbaden, Germany. When he got out of the military and we came home and went back to the farm in Pennsylvania, outside is a little town called Wattsburg outside of Erie, Pennsylvania. And I grew up on our family dairy farm and potato farm. We used to raise potatoes for a small regional potato chip manufacturer called Troyer Chips. And went to Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania there up in the northwest corner. And after a tornado in 1985, which you're familiar with those in Colorado, I went to Cal State Fullerton out here in California. I got married. My husband was also in the Army. He was a lieutenant, and he was in Desert Storm and went over there. And then I moved to Clarksville, Tennessee, and he was of the 101st Airborne Division there. And he left the Army. We moved to Seneca Foods up in New York and kept on moving from New York to Michigan to Colorado. And he worked for Leprino Foods there in Colorado, in Fort Morgan. And I loved my time there and the area there. And it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country, that's for sure. And then had my first daughter when I was in New York, and my second one, we went to Roswell, New Mexico along the way. And he was on a fast track promotion with Leprino. So we got to see every year to 18 months, we got to see different parts of the country. So ended up in Ventura. I was a banker for about 24 years in agricultural finance, and know really a lot of things about farming were concerning to me. So I did a lot of advocacy work. I left the banking industry in 2012 and started an agricultural advocacy firm and then a water company, and was moving right along fine. And then COVID came, and it slowed me down enough to answer the phone when the recruiter called in regards to this job here. And I saw it as a way to really tie in my military background and my agricultural experience. I had been the state president for California Women for Ag and the national president for American Agri-Women. Plus I had a lot of experience with advocacy work on a number of issues, sitting on a lot of state boards, the California EPA board with the LA Regional Water Quality Control Board, USDA board on trade issues for fruits and vegetables. And now I've been appointed to the US EPA board working on some water quality issues. So strong, it took both, I think everyone who lives in rural America has a ton of family who's involved in the military. And so this was the perfect fit for me.
Well, thank you for your service and your family's service. And also, I thought I wore a lot of hats here at the barn. You've got a lot of jobs too, it sounds like. Now, you just took over the position as the executive director of the Farmer Veteran Coalition back in August. Tell me some backstory about the man who got the organization started, because you took the pitchfork over from him, as it were, Michael O'Gorman, who started the organization out of the back of his pickup truck too, right?
Yes. So Michael, for about 3 to 4 decades, he was a farmer, a grower. He actually grew some of the largest organic vegetable production here in California. And one day he ran across some mothers who had lost their children in the Iraq-Afghanistan issues. And he had read some reports about how when people were transitioning out of the military, which there's about 200,000 people a year transitioning out, they were going back to rural America. So he thought, you know, and he was seeing the numbers where the aging population of American farmers is just, you know, going up. We're all getting gray hair, right? So he thought, well, what can I do to fix this? And so the actual, what we do on the farm every day is very similar to the mission of the military. And the soil just provides a lot of healing and a purpose for people's life. It's a great lifestyle. Who wouldn't want to live it? And so we've had very good success. The organization celebrated its 10th anniversary last year. And we've, you know, just really been able to benefit a lot of veterans in many ways.
Once again, my guest is Jeanette Lombardo, the Executive Director of the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Now let's talk more about the mission of the organization. And how about some examples of how the Farmer Veteran Coalition is helping the men and women who served our nation when they returned to their civilian lives? Some, you know, able to return with no injuries, and there's others that have had some debilitating injuries that they have to overcome. And this program seems to help them get back on track.
So yes, we do have a wide spectrum of folks here in our organizations because it's all ages, all different types of growing, and so many different circumstances. There's no one size fits all. So we have about 24,000 members. About 85% of those are male. We have, you know, the military is very diverse. So we have a huge ethnicity diversion in our organization, as well as every branch of service. We're a little top heavy on the Army, though. We seem to have about 49% of our members are in the Army. About 76% of our members are post 9/11 service. And also, we do have a large amount that are disabled. About 59% of our veterans are disabled. So, and that can be anything from hearing loss to vision impairment up to loss of limb. So, and everything in between. So our programs, you know, we have some programs that we're working on that are specific for our different segments of our population. You know, we're looking at a remote jobs, you know, where if you are disabled, we're looking, you know, this has really become apparent during COVID, working with the ag employment agencies on jobs like agricultural sales or marketing that can be done from a home office and matching those folks up. But really, we provide a lot of technical support, business support on how to, you know, first of all, how to start a business, write a business plan, get your monies, do your crop reports or crop budgets, you know, plant, being successful in planting. But we also have, and we have people in cattle, you know, in livestock, all different types of livestock. We have a lot of beekeepers. We have people that are in the food and beverage as far as making beer, wine. You know, everybody likes their IPAs. So, you know, we really have it all, but some of the programs we offer, we have a Homegrown by Heroes label that is used so that if you are a veteran, if your organization is 50% veteran owned and 50% grown by veterans, you can use the label. It really helps them with the marketing and selling it locally at their farmers markets or even through restaurants in their chain. And this really became apparent during COVID when part of the infrastructure for our food service you know, fell apart there in the first couple weeks, the early parts of the outbreak. We do have a farmer fellowship fund that we give out awards between $1,000 and $5,000 every year. Last year, I think we gave out about 110 awards. And these awards help farmers start and or expand their business. to get, you know, additional equipment or whatever they need. And we have some great sponsors who help us fulfill those wishes every year. We also have a great sponsor in Kubota, and they have a Gear to Give program. And just earlier this month, I gave away 5 tractors and some equipment. So that greatly helps people when you're first starting out. So like I said, training and education programs, employments and apprenticeships, business development services, marketing and branding, really financial services and referrals to all the USDA and all the veteran agencies. So we sort of act like a umbrella, and we partner with other groups to help the individual veteran reach their goals. And then we also provide, you know, retail discounts. So we have a lot of folks who provide discounts. You know, if you're a beekeeper, for example, all the equipment you need for beekeeping, they'll provide a discount through membership in the Farmer Veteran Coalition. And our membership is free. So we've been lucky to be able to do that all these years.
Go ahead. I was going to say, it sounds like an awesome opportunity. So how can folks that are veterans that don't know about the Farmers Veteran Coalition learn more about how they can get help? And how can those of us who want to help Farmer Veteran Coalition do so in a sponsorship opportunity, if it's possible, or donation?
Well, the first thing is, you know, please go to our website, you know, and look us up at www.farmvetco.org. And one of the things you'll see there is there's a map of the United States, and there's chapters that we're in about 13 chapters right now, state chapters, and we're growing every month that goes by. We're adding more and more chapters. Oops, thank you. So you brought that up. But we're adding more chapters, and we're dividing the United States into regions. And in doing that, that allows us to really get in up to the local level. So, you know, I would encourage people that are in the states that we're in to contact us, and we'll hook you up with your state person. So there's other ones that are in formation, and there's other ones that we're just starting, you know, to get together. On our webpage, you'll also see the where you can make a donation. There up at the top. Yep. And we will gladly take any support. Right now, I'm not going to lie to you, the demand is more than the resources. There's a lot of people that were hurt during COVID with, you know, either having to dump milk or rototill crops over, or even animal mortality. So, you know, we need to help these folks through recovery, which we're in right now. Because there is a little bit of a recession out there. There's no lying about that. So we'll take any help anybody would like to give us, because our farmer veterans need that.
You can check them out at farmvetco.org. For those of you watching the video, we've got to share the screen up. For those on the radio, just trust me, you need to go farmvetco.org and take a look around. They've got a way you can shop to help them out online as well. And you can follow them on Facebook, looks like YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So you want to check that out. Once again, farmvetco.org. And I really appreciate you visiting with us. But is there any final thoughts or something you might have missed that you wanted to mention?
Sure. We are having our conference in November. It is virtual, and it's called Farming COVID-19 Farmers, Veteran Farmers through Farming Through Adversity. And we don't have that. That's the one from last year. We don't have it up yet. We'll be launching it here this week, about 60 days prior, because it's not till November 18th and 19th.
Okay.
And we have a great speakers. I think the registration is like $35. So, you know, it's really worth the value. It's a day and a half. The first day is dealing with a lot of issues that are important to all of agriculture. And the second day is on our state's development. So, Brian, I appreciate your time. And I'm glad we connected, and we have the connection there in Fort Morgan. And I look forward to being out there as we get your chapter up and going.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope Colorado gets a chapter going right now and or pretty soon, and we can help from the barn standpoint. Those comments once again from my guest, Jeanette Lombardo, Executive Director at the Farmer Veteran Coalition. I appreciate your time. Wish you all the best in your new role and the other hats that you wear, and to the entire organization as well. And thanks to all the men and women that served this nation for our freedom. Wow. Can't say enough about that. Once again, you can learn more about the tireless efforts and work that the Farmer Veteran Coalition is doing each and every day since 2008 to find a way to help veterans tell their stories, and that mobilizes veterans to feed America. Once again, check out the website, farmvetco.org.